Hello once again, and welcome to day three of the CoData RDA Research Data Science Summer School. I'm Sanyan Muftich, and this is the third installment, because it's day three, of Data School Stories, Data School Diaries. Still not quite sure which way to go with that, but I'm here to talk to you about what happened during the course of this Wednesday, a day that was spent in the lab working with R, with Mario Antonioletti from Edinburgh, who was guiding us through and trying to prepare us how to use R. It was, I guess overall it was a good day because there was progress that was made in terms of using R. I still feel a bit mixed about it because I think it's one of those days where I realized how long it's been since I've been a student and had to focus quite intensely on something for a long period of time. And it's now, in terms of being a student within that environment, I think I can manage to focus. I know that at certain points in work, you can get fixated on a task and get stuck with it. But in this kind of environment that's kind of copying the software carpentry and the way it was set up, with us following along the different commands that had already been preset up, it made it a bit of a challenge because there were times when I would not zone out, but I guess to get distracted by the world that was coming in. And this is not good to say the day after we were told to switch off our phones. But if you're working on your laptop and you want to work on your laptop because you want to be able to continue this work later on, it's very easy to have your browser open and check emails and start answering things related to work. And that was a bad thing to say, but I must be honest about it, because that probably had a big influence in terms of how much focus and attention I gave to the task. But maybe let me explain how it was set up in terms of the software carpentry. What Mario had done, and it's really, really useful because I can just imagine after this, it will be very easy to continue along with the lessons, that he's got a package, a kind of container of all the different lessons broken down into folders that you can download off GitHub. You clone, you download it, you run it on your machine within the R Studio, and there right away you can kind of follow along. What's also he's done that's quite different, and his approach is different to Hugh Shanahan's of the day before, is that he has kind of pre-populated a file which has basically all the commands that he's guiding you through do. Now, that is quite useful at times because you can literally just control paste or control enter and run the same commands. So that's very useful. But then at the same time, it's like, okay, you're wondering if you're having enough of a chance to type things out to learn. And I think I tried to motivate myself that for most of the day to be able to like retype what he's typing to understand what he had already typed out, to understand what has happened or what is taking place. And in terms of the content that we covered today, we went from basically looking at different data structures, at lists, and I think R is fundamentally around working with arrays and lists, and not databases, but basically tables or varieties of tables. And we looked at manipulating that, changing the different characteristics of the data that's in it, looking at classes. And by the end of the afternoon, we had gotten to the cool slash sexy part, for however you want to say it, in which we had started plotting these out using the plot packages that are part of packages and libraries that are part of R. And it's incredible what you can do once you have the data. And I think you can also see how within the group of the students, once we had crossed that threshold and we had like these data packages, this set of data, which was all about the GDP and the life expectancy of the countries around the world, that people got really excited about that, because then you could actually, we weren't working with just numbers that were being made up. We were working with what was actually some kind of, even though I don't know how complete or how full or how realistic that data is, we were working with something that resembled more what they are probably dealing with. In terms of how useful it is for me in the long run, I think what we didn't get around to, and I think I forgot to mention this in the feedback, is the people who are data stewards might not be doing the data science themselves in terms of the numbers. Sure, they do need to know it so they can be able to teach people who might not come across it. But I think for us, where R might be useful is more in cleaning up old data or somebody else's data and being able to explain to them what to do with it. And I think you could see how some of the things that we had done, you could use it for that kind of work in terms of cleaning up and organizing data. But I think in terms of a data stewards school and what data stewards might need to do, that is an area of focus that I know I would have found extremely useful in terms of being able to see what are the different ways if you get like a really bad CSV file or a Excel spreadsheet that has irregular data and forcing strings and those kind of things, which I have a feeling I might encounter a lot more of in the future. It was nice to get in that headspace of being, I guess, computer science-y and struggling with a particular problem in terms of, okay, how does the logic, how do I translate what I want into the logic of the programming language of R to be able to translate it, and how you need to spend time practicing it to be able to stay comfortable with it, and what are the tactics that you do to remember. At some point, I was looking at somebody across from me, and apologies, I didn't catch her name because she only stayed for the one session. She moved places, but she had been writing down exactly what was being said in a notebook. And while I was doing that with some of the theoretical concepts before, it wasn't something I'd done as much with in terms of like the programming stuff, because I thought, look, you try that on the screen, you try it on the computer. So it's a different approach. So after witnessing that, I was like, okay, let me try that for the second session. Let me try to write down some of the functions, some of the things, so that maybe I could commit it more to memory. Because I can imagine using this program, if I don't touch it again, in a few months, and then being trying to remember, okay, wait, how did I do that? I know I did that. Where is that in my notes? So what was also useful that is included in this, in Mario's package, is a link to other resources for R, which are quite nicely packaged. There's some very nice cheat sheets. There's quite a few free books online for people to use it. And I think I can definitely start advancing myself in it, having done two or three like small things with it before this, and now having had like a day and a half of kind of being guided through the kind of more of the nooks and crannies of it. I think it can contributes a lot to my field. Still, at the end of it, I'm trying to look at this kind of approach of teaching within a lab and how much we can stay connected and what do you do to get a person's attention in a lab setting, because there's so many potential distractions. And I think the majority of everybody was I think at some point everybody did get distracted. And it could be a gross generalization. Perhaps there were a few people who were deadly focused, but every once in a while there's a phone thing that somebody goes to. And you realize that, having been a teacher, that's kind of, you know, where students are these days. And we become students. So I was just looking at, in the future, doing these kind of workshops, how do you try to keep people engaged for a lot of time? And also wondering where something like this with R, even though I know logistically is more tricky, if it's better to kind of have, if the summer school lasts for 2 weeks, whether it's better to have an hour each day so that you get a bit more time to kind of settle in with it. I think in an hour, in this day and a half, we really didn't get through half the things that he had planned for us to go through. Also, as an instructor in this environment where you have to write a lot of the code on the screen, there always seem to be a few problems in terms of that seem to be implicit everywhere. The screen is never large enough for everybody to see, which kind of ruins how much you can do as a lecturer. The fact that you mostly have to sit down when you're writing bits of code also kind of lowers the energy of your interaction with others. So all of these things can kind of make it quite tricky. And I think Mario had tried to do a lot more today in terms of getting people to come up and explain certain things and kind of look out for questions a bit more that were coming from it. But it is not easy, because you feel that if you zone out, nobody else will notice, and that's kind of fine. And it's just interesting as we go forward with more of the digital technology, whether one of the digital scholarship tools is a thing that allows you to just like do deep work that literally has a thing of saying, look, for the next hour and a half, I'm working within this program. Switch off everything else besides those two things. And I know some of those things kind of already exist, but I wonder if those kind of things might help in the future to do that, until you develop your own strong will to be able to do it. And I think for me, at least, it's always a deadline that does that, that brings on this deep focus, which is still not the most healthy thing to do. I'll check in with you tomorrow again for day 4, which moves from R into other things. So there should be different instructors as well. So there should be a whole range of different things to cover tomorrow.